2012, local immigrant Charity Spire shared her observations about being an immigrant with a student at Sunset High School as part of our ongoing oral history project.
What is your name?
Charity Spires.
Okay. Where did your family, or where did you come from, and what year did you come to Oregon?
I'm from the island of Palau.
Mm-hmm.
And I moved to Oregon in 1989.
And why did you come to Oregon?
I moved to Oregon primarily for college.
Mm-hmm.
I moved here because my sister already lived here. And mm-hmm. she lived here because my mom lived here. And so we all came to school here in Oregon. And my mom had moved here in 1974, 75. And she had lived here, got her master's degree. Then when my sister graduated from high school, she mm-hmm. moved here and lived with my mom for a little while.
Okay.
And then my mom moved back home, and I finished high school, and I moved here with my sister. You know, so it's like a way for us to transition.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you have a large family?
I have four siblings.
Mm-hmm.
I'm the second youngest. My mom has a big family. There's 13 in her family.
That's like my mom's family, too. Yeah, big family.
Yeah.
What were the biggest challenges that you faced in coming here?
There's a lot of challenges. One, finances.
Mm-hmm.
Also, language barrier. I spoke English, but you know, just having to really
communicate with others,
you know, mm-hmm. on a daily basis. You know, that was hard, but being very far from home, that was difficult too.
Mm-hmm.
I kind of, when I was to high school, I actually went to away for high school, so that helped, you know, a lot of the homesickness and all
mm-hmm.
of that. I think I dealt with that during high school, but it was in Guam. But coming to the States was just a much further away from home, so that was, you know, it was really difficult. But it was easier because I was with family. I was with my sister.
Right.
If I didn't have her, or if I lived at a school or a dorm or something, that might have been different.
Mm-hmm. Did you learn English in Palau?
We did. I mean, our textbooks that we used, they were in English. They're written in English. As far as communicating and speaking English on a daily basis,
mm-hmm.
you know, we basically listened to a lot of English, so we
mm-hmm.
knew a lot of words, but it wasn't, we didn't have conversations in English. So I could say that I started speaking English when I moved to Guam and I started
mm-hmm.
high school.
Okay. Mm-hmm. What differences were the most obvious to you when you arrived?
Obvious differences?
Mm-hmm.
Well, Palau, small island, wasn't as developed, not many houses, not many cars, not many stores. Here, it's just, you know, a lot of culture shock, a lot of different things, you know. And the weather, that was my main thing. When I moved here in November, it was cold. I came
mm-hmm.
here with T-shirt and jeans, thinking
mm-hmm.
it's warm. You know, I had no idea, it's going to be cold. So that was another thing, is going through the seasons and really going through winter. I came here right during winter. And that was very difficult.
How long did it take you to get accustomed to the weather?
I can't say I can't. I'm used
to
it.
Not yet.
I mean, every winter I wish I'm home, you know, because it's just cold.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I'm used to it now more so than I did.
It rains all the time.
And it rains. But, I mean, the difference with islands, raining in the islands, when it rains, you go outside and play in the rain. It's
warm.
Here, when it rains, you have to stay inside or you'll get sick.
Did you ever face any prejudice in Oregon after your arrival?
I can't say I did. Well, growing up, I was actually different from everybody because I'm mixed
mm-hmm.
and I'm, you know, Caucasian and Palauan. So I went through that growing up. I was not a full Palauan, so I was
mm-hmm.
always called names because I was,
mm-hmm.
to them, I was white. So coming here, it was a little different because then there was a whole lot of different people. And where I was or where, you know, I encountered people, I didn't really have any people, you know, showing
mm-hmm.
that to me. So not really. And where I lived, I think it depends on where you live too.
Mm-hmm.
I lived in North Portland and there's a quite diverse group of people in North Portland. So I think it was, I mean, there's quite a few Palauans here too. So we have a tendency to kind of group
together
and stick together. So I think that, you know, kind of maybe that kind of shields you or kind of keep you away from seeing, you know, all of
mm-hmm.
that, yeah.
Mm-hmm. What do you like most about Oregon?
I have been here. I've not moved to any other state since I've moved to United States, and I love Oregon for the fact that it's very green. A lot of it is that it's green. It seems, I guess, because I've been here so long, it's like my second home. So to me, it's a home, you know. So I don't know about moving to. I don't think about.
Have you traveled to other states?
I have. Yeah. I've been across the state to Washington. I've been to those places. Basically, that's pretty much it. And the East Coast and Florida for vacationing, mostly California and Washington. Okay. Yeah.
What aspects do you miss the most from your native?
It's just the family, you know. Here, even though there's few, you know, you don't have extended family, I think that's really make a community, or it is having, you know, knowing and having the family around you. That's what I miss the most. And then now that I have kids, I wish my kids. You know, have that extended family. My husband's from here, and he has his side of the family, but I also want to have them exposed or at least see the side of my family.
Yeah. Have you guys traveled back to your native country?
I did last year after 13 years.
Wow.
Yeah, because, you know, with my kids, it's very expensive to fly there, but I did, and there was some changes, but it was really nice to go back and see family. And,
Have you noticed significant differences in the American educational system as opposed to the educational system in your native country?
When I was growing up, we learned and we used textbooks written in English, but we were very fluent in our language, and that was like our daily, you know, daily language. When I went back this recent time, I find that more of the younger kids now speak more English than they do Palawan, and so I think that if they don't, you know, put that in the school system to, you know, for them to study Palawan, that the language might go away. Or, you know, they start speaking it in slang. So I think that is the difference. But they do very well in teaching the kids. A lot of them come to the States and they do very well in the, you know, in the English education system.
Yeah, that's one of, like, my parents are both from Mexico. And coming here, they're always stressed. Like at home, like you speak Spanish, and in school you speak English, just because they want, like my sisters and I, to be able to communicate in Spanish.
Right.
That doesn't go away.
Right. And for me, like when I go to Palau, they think I'm a Peace Corps because I'm whiter than everybody else. But I speak very fluent Palawan, and they're like, oh, you know, like, where'd you learn Palawan? I'm like, I'm Palawan.
Yeah.
But they don't see that, you know.
What are the most important lessons that you have learned while adapting and integrating into a new country?
You have to assimilate. You have to you have to adapt. You know, there's certain things that, you know, we do growing up somewhere else, but when you're here, you know, there's certain things that we do here. And so we adapt. You know, it doesn't mean to say you lose your culture, you lose what you were growing up doing. But you also have to adapt because there are changes, and you have to be able to, you know, be able to change with the change, you know. So basically, I think that's.
Was that hard for you, like adapting to something so different?
Not really, because I mean there are some challenges, but I've always been one that can, you know, I can, you know, handle changes. My mom left when I was very young, so I think that just made me a stronger person. And then going away for high school and living with other people. So moving to the States, it wasn't such a big change for me. And I think that was a goal, you know. My mom wanted me to be not, like, have this really major culture shock. I think I adapt to it well,
Do you teach your children, like, the Palawan language?
The sad thing is, my kids know like command type words, like, you know, eat, take the garbage out, clean, go shower, you know, those kind of things.
Yeah.
I should be speaking to them fluently in Palawan, but I find it hard because my husband doesn't speak, you know, he's English speaking person, so it's difficult.
Do you think it's important for them to know about it?
Yes, I think so. So a lot of it is on me. I have to do that.
Yeah.
Sometimes I mix Palawan and English, you know, or I have my Palawan accent. They always make fun of me when I do that.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I think it is important that I teach them.
You said you went back to Palau, right? Did you take your kids with you?
No, unfortunately. I would really like to. It's just very, very expensive. So I'm hoping one day. we will be able to do that.
Do you think they'd like it there?
Oh, most definitely. Yeah. Yeah. And where my mom lived is so kind of isolated. It's so, it's like a little village, you know, small. There's only like 4 or 5 houses and, you know, kind of away from everything.
Mm-hmm.
So it would be very, very different for them.
Yeah. You think they'd complain about it or like the lifestyle, like just because of the differences?
Maybe after a while they might start to miss like electronics. I mean, or they have cable, you know, they can watch, they have internet. It's just, you know, not, I don't know. It'd be interesting to see because there's no traffic. I mean, it's like at a dead end place, you know, you come down and that's it. There's no stores close around. You have to drive, you know, 45 minutes to get to a store, go get to the city.
Yeah.
So it'll be different, but I think my kids will like it.
You learn to like appreciate what
you have.
Did you go to college?
Yes, I went to PCC.
Mm-hmm.
I graduated from there, and I went to Portland State. I'm finished Portland State. I've been working since got married, and I have 3 kids, so it's been difficult trying to finish school. I did have to work several jobs so I could pay for school because we didn't have, you know. When I went to Portland, PCC, we had financial aid. When I went to Portland State, I didn't get financial aid. I did. I was going to be a pilot, so I spent a year and a half pilot in the training.
Yeah.
But then I had to go back home, and my grandma got sick, and I used a lot of the money that I had been working and saving for that, so I couldn't go back. But that is one thing I wanted to do still.
You still want to finish that? That'd be nice.
Yeah.
Do you find it difficult being away from your grandma or your family?
Well, my grandma's passed on, so, you know, but it is difficult to be away from my mom, especially now that she's older. I wish I'm around more to, you know, to help her, and then my girls are around more to, we have that time with her. So that's really, my dad's not around, so I don't even know that part of it yet, but it's more my mom and, you know, wishing to be around and be able to help her.
So if you could, like, go back in time and, like, make any changes, like, coming here, and what would you do differently?
I mean, I wouldn't want to change things. I wish that I really just got on gear and finished my school and be doing something that I really want to do and be having, you know, making good money that I can afford to be going home, you know, regularly and taking my kids and my husband to go. But other than that, I think, I wouldn't change a thing. I'm thankful for a lot of things.
How old are your kids?
They're 14, 12, and 7.
That's nice.
So my oldest is going to be starting high school next year. She's going to be going to Westview. Not Westview. She's going to HS2, but our home school is Westview.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. For school, I mean, get in there and get your school done. Don't worry about trying to work these little jobs here and there. I mean, maybe on the weekend, but really focus on school Monday to Friday if you could. Put a lot of your effort to that. It'll really pay off, you know. If you can get done in 4 years, at least, you know, I don't know what you want to do, but really focus on that because that's all you have. Because once you get older and if you're going to have a family, it gets really difficult when you have, you know, children and trying to do that with children. You undo that, so when you do have a family, that you'll have a lot of time with your kids. That's that's what I'm really thankful for, is having that time with, you know, my family, my kids. I spend a lot of time with them and my husband, because I think that's important, you know, build a family. It's growing up, I had my grandma and I had a lot of extended family, my aunts. I grew up with them and my grandma. We always had, our household was always full of people, you know, and that was really important. And now, you know, it's like trying to work and kids and doing this, you know. And if you have a good job, you go to school and get a good job, then you'll have a much better flexibility when you're older in the, you know, older years. And you can get, you know, more time to do what you want to do with your kids, you know, husband or, you know. So,
You said you're at Portland State RAM, right? What are you?
Actually, I'm not there right now, but I am. I work for a power company. And I actually was taking classes at OIT, but, you know, they extended the long-distance classes because I really want to go into engineering. I want to go into renewable resources. I think that's really important to have other alternative resources. But because it's distance school and, again, with kids, I'm trying to go into the electrical engineering program there.
Mm-hmm.
And actually, I work right there. I'm right on 4th and Jefferson. We use one of Portland State buildings for our, you know, where I work.
Mm-hmm.
So it's really close proximity. So, yeah, I'm hoping to go back in fall and,
yeah.
and, you know, get that going. But I'm end of junior level, so
mm-hmm.
another year, maybe 2 years, you know.
Almost.
Yes. That's but, nice. Yeah, do that. Make sure that that's your, like, your focus.
Yeah.
Get school done. It's so important.
That's what my parents, like, always stressed about, like, even, like, in high school. I was like, oh, yeah, I want to get a job or something. And I'm like, no, your job right now is going to school and getting good grades.
I know.
Like, that's what you're focused.
Is.
Don't worry about it, you know?
Yeah. Because you really think about it, the minimum wage you're making and what you could potentially make down the road if you really focus on school
mm-hmm.
is so different.
Yeah.
So different, you know? So your parents are right.
Yeah, and especially now. In coming here, did you feel like you had your parents' support?
Yeah, I did, but I didn't have financial support. I pretty
mm-hmm.
much had to do, I mean, I worked work study, I worked weekends, I worked graveyard, I did whatever. At one point, I did like 3 part-time jobs so that I could pay rent, pay for, you know, buy food, whatever I needed, and then pay for my pilot instructor, you
mm-hmm.
know, because I wanted to really, but it was really expensive, and, but yeah, but, you know. My mom's, you know, she came here for school, and, you know, she's an educator,
mm-hmm.
and she really pushed for that. It's just that we did not have the financial support, you know.
Yeah.
We're not rich.
Yeah. But there were times where you felt like, oh, no, like, you know, like, this is my life. I can't go on.
Yeah. I mean, because, you know, when you don't have something to eat, that's really hard. And,
mm-hmm.
you know, when you have to really struggle, then you're like, oh, I wish I had somebody here that I could just say, you know, help
yeah.
me, you know, but everything is on you, and so you have to learn early on that it's either you do it or you don't, and you're going in a new year, it's going to be a disadvantage to you.
Mm-hmm. So it's maybe like a stronger person.
A stronger, much stronger person,
mm-hmm.
yeah. Yeah.
All right.
So,
well,
thank you
for coming.
Thank you.